boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I really hope the bosses are looking at the security cameras right now because we seriously look like we're doing nothing on the job.
Dude, this is the best day of my life. I feel like I have worked so hard for this moment.
You and me, literally, we have our feet in a pool right now. Can you hear it? A little splish splash. Yep, our feet are in the pool. We got, well, bikinis on, but not really bikinis.
Yeah, this is the closest we're going to get to rocking the summer bod. We got the bikini t-shirts on. I feel like we're literally on some sort of booze cruise vacation right now.
We're getting laid because we got lays on.
Yeah.
Like we're, you know, in Hawaii. It's kind of nice. Kate's got her feet up.
And this is for no reason, although we would do this for no reason if we wanted to. But it is the first day of summer, officially at, what, 3:50?
3:50 p.m. on the dot. It's the first day of summer.
I can't believe it. So that's how we're celebrating today, with our feet in a kiddie pool.
So, yeah, I'm ready to kick off the show.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on!
With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I feel like you know you're really comfortable with your girl when she starts looking uglier and uglier at bedtime.
Yeah. Yes.
And
yes, 100%.
That's kind of a trend that's taking over TikTok right now is people are calling it the sleep shirt trend. And if you know,
You know. I have one.
Basically, people are showing off their collection of t-shirts that they wear to bed because I think it's an unspoken thing that you wear the weirdest, grossest, ugliest t-shirts to bed and they never see the light of day.
Mm-hmm.
And whether it be like old college shirts, some people show those, or they get a little bit weirder. Like one of my favorite sleep shirts is a Twilight t-shirt.
I should have known. Oh my God.
It's so comfortable. But the thing is, you don't pull that out in front of somebody until you're actually comfortable.
I thought
with
you
them.
Wanted it. Was it a Shamu?
A Shamu?
What is it?
Shamu?
The
whale?
No, what is it that you want that's like that? Isn't there a big sleep shirt that you want? Let's call it something like
oh,
that.
Oh, a moo moo.
A moo moo.
I haven't graduated to the moo moo yet.
I'm surprised you haven't yet.
But once that's a TikTok trend of the moo moo.
She will be all over it.
I will be all over
it. Let me tell you about my sleep shirt. There is no surprise here. It is
Post Malone?
No, it is.
Oh, God.
It's a Post Malone t-shirt from a concert I went to, but it was like, it's a bigger t-shirt and I've lost a lot of weight. So now it's like a sleep shirt.
Oh, and it's ideal when it's huge.
But let me tell you, it's awkward when, you know, the mood is getting set and you're wearing a Post Malone t-shirt.
I don't even want to know.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
It's the first day of summer. That's why we're doing all of this officially.
Yeah.
So we were thinking, you know, like, it's officially summertime. How can we help people out? Obviously, finding love. Everybody loves a little hot summer fling, right?
Yes.
So we have curated our favorite summer pickup lines that you can use this weekend when you're at the pool, when you're at the bar, wherever. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. So let me kick it off first.
Please do.
Are you related to the sun?
No.
Because running into you just brightened up my day.
Ooh. Okay.
I also didn't expect you to say no to that.
Oh, sorry. I was just responding, honestly. Okay. I think this is a good one to use at the pool, which we do have a baby pool in front of us. So I hope you know CPR.
I don't.
Because you just took my breath away.
Sizzle. Do you have a sunburn or are you always this hot?
Oh. No, I'm not. Is there an excessive heat warning or am I just hot for you?
That's a good one. That was good. I like that one. Okay. Hey. If you can't take the heat, then maybe you should just get out of your clothes.
Oh, that's aggressive.
I'll help.
No, thank you. I would run away if you said that to me. You know, it's officially summer solstice. We want to make sure that you are equipped to find a little summer romance.
Yeah.
So we've got some more pickup lines for you to use. Can I go?
Yes.
Okay. Get me some cooling aloe gel because you're making me as hot as a sunburn.
Oh, dear God.
Ooh. Ouch, I can feel the sting on that one.
Okay. I hope there's a firefighter around because you're smoking hot.
Ooh, okay. Don't sweat the petty things. Pet the sweaty things.
Ew! I don't even like to touch myself when I'm sweaty and okay, nasty.
Well, I don't know. You never. It might work on somebody.
You got another one?
Yeah. You're so hot, I could fry an egg on you. She hates it.
I don't know. Well, I mean, eggs are good. What kind are we talking? Sunny
side up. Yeah, that's what I was talking.
Okay. I'd like to dive into that body of water.
Ew, what does that even mean?
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
This isn't a window update today because I'm actually on the other side of the window. And so is Destiny because we are on the front lawn. And yes, it's nice being out in the sunshine, feet in the pool. However, I don't think we considered the bugs that we would be enduring, especially with water in front of us.
Yeah, we didn't really think this through. Every, like, 2 seconds, I'm smacking myself across the face. Not because I want to, but because there's a bug.
Should we do it for each other? I feel like that's a fun activity. Maybe.
Is it team
bonding?
I can
see one on your... Can I do it?
No, you do not see a bug on me
yes,
right now.
It's
no,
crawling
you don't.
On your glasses, and you know what?
You
I
know
hope
what,
it
fine.
Bites you.
Smack me.
No, you just got rid of it. I'm not smacking you because then I'll go to HR and then we'll never get to do this again.
There is a camera right on me.
Oh, geez. Yeah. Okay.
Did
so
you hear that? That was a bug right in my mouth.
You got two girls who don't like bugs at all and flinch at the sight of one. And that's going to be the rest of this afternoon because I don't think the bugs are going to bed anytime soon.
And there's two bugs in the pool.
Yeah, we got bugs in the pool. We should have got a pool. Why didn't we get a pool boy?
Producer Ben is still here. Pool boy!
I don't think he's going to appreciate that very much.
Oh, my God. I got the worst news that a 29-year-old girl can get at the doctor's office today, and I am not okay.
I'm a little worried because bad news... I mean, news at the doctor in general is never, like, fun, but bad news, this is no bueno.
Yeah, and I am a little nervous because in... 1 year is when I have to get labs done. That's the bad news.
Get labs done.
Let me explain.
Please do.
So I had an annual doctor's appointment where they do the physical. They tell you if you're being healthy, blah, 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 blah. Right? All that fun jazz. But when I was leaving is when my doctor goes, by the way, I've scheduled you for labs in 1 year exactly because you're going to be 30 and it's that time. And I go, what does that mean? She didn't tell me. But that's when I came to work and I asked Loretta. Because Loretta's like practically my mom here.
Yeah.
So Loretta, what does that mean? She goes, oh, God, it's time for you, isn't it? It's time for
time
what,
for
Loretta?
What? Time for what?
What's happening now? Well, apparently this is when they're going to do things to me. I don't know what. And they're going to find out.
You should find out what they're going to be doing to you.
We're going
to
find out my cholesterol level.
Oh.
We're going to find out my vitamin level. I don't know. We're going to find out if I'm healthy or not. But then after that, we're going to like make sure my cholesterol is healthy every year. And then I'm like, so from there, is that when I have to find out if I have to eat Cheerios?
Oh, do they do that?
I don't know.
At the doctor's office, they're like, okay, Destiny, you have officially hit 30. No more Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Only. You have to have Cheerios.
And not even the good honey nut kind.
Just my God, Taylor.
The plain, nasty ones.
How could you do that to me?
Hey, it's your fault for turning 30.
I hate being old. So I was telling you about how my doctor's visit ended with a slight panic attack because the doctor told me that... in exactly 1 year, I will be doing labs, which means I'm going to be getting my cholesterol tested, some other thingy-majiggers tested, and it's going to tell me if I'm healthy or not. And I'm not looking forward to that because I think that's a sign I'm getting old.
It doesn't sound like cute.
No, nothing about that is sexy. Hey, no. I'm getting my cholesterol tested.
Yeah. No, not exciting.
I want to go on a date. No. But something else that happened at the doctor's office is that for some odd reason, the nurse asked me to get in a robe, like get naked.
Like the gown?
Yes, get in the gown, get naked. And it wasn't that time for things down there to be checked so I was really confused why I was getting in a gown, but I do what the doctors ask, so I did it. But what I noticed is that even though they see all of your body parts, right?
Yeah.
And that's, I'm fine with them seeing all that. Why did I hide my bra and my underwear underneath my shirt and my shorts? Why did I do that? Why?
I don't, does everybody do that? Because I also do that without even thinking about it. You know, you like fold, you don't want to leave your clothes like sprawled out on the floor. That's embarrassing. You look like a slob. But I'm right there with you that I will like fold up my pants and then tuck in, you know, the undergarments and then set the shirt on top when they're about to like do a full exam. A full bod exam.
I know. I was like, God forbid they saw my bra and my underwear. No. Even though they're going to see everything else.
Yeah, I think now I'm a little self-conscious because I think I do that without even thinking about it.
Oh, 100%. I was doing it and thinking about it. I'm like, I'm overthinking this. I don't know why I'm hiding my bra and underwear. I literally just don't get it. Another thing that I was overthinking about at the doctor's office is that every time I go, they give me a clipboard with 20 pages of paperwork to fill out. It's like, who would you like us to contact in case of an emergency? Mm. And how would you like to be contacted? Phone, email, blah, 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 blah. And then like, what medications are you taking? I'm a slow filler out like person. Like I fill out these documents very slow. So they call me immediately back and I'm like, I better hurry, get this thing filled out. I'm not going to get the test done in time. And then the nurse is like, okay, I'll take that clipboard. I'm like, ma'am, I only filled out like two things. You only got two answers filled out. She's like, it's a fine. Everything's fine. No, it's not. That is not how the ITEDs went in school. If I didn't fill these out, I would be in trouble.
I feel like you should be grateful because that's like the most boring, annoying part about going to the doctor is filling out the paperwork.
Taylor, I follow rules here. Okay? I didn't fill out the paperwork like they asked me to. I feel like I should have detention right now. Like the doctor should have put me in time out.
You are so the kid that goes into class and with 5 minutes left, you're like, teacher, we had homework. Don't forget.
Well, of course I was.
That's exactly what you're doing.
Don't be the one who shows up at the party empty handed. Cocktails are considered a side dish, you know? It's holiday spirits with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
This is a first for holiday spirits. We are outdoors, outside of the studio.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's the first official day of summer. Technically, I'm going to call this a holiday. It's the first day of summer.
Yeah, it's a holiday in my opinion.
Which means we need a drink. So today is what I'm going to call a watermelon sugar slushy.
Ooh.
So I've done a little bit of work in the last couple minutes. I had to go inside and get a little bit of AC. I froze some watermelon chunks. I've been measuring with my heart, by the way. So
one of those people. Got it.
Like, a handful of frozen watermelon chunks per drink, I guess. I squeezed in a lime per drink. And then I put in like probably a tablespoon of sugar to sweeten it up. And a little bit of water, and then I blended it. I brought my
bullet.
I brought my bullet today, so that's what I've been doing. And I'm going. Destiny got us really fancy cups this morning. Oops.
And thank you, Kate, for holding the microphone for Taylor while she's able to do this.
My human microphone stand. So because the watermelon was frozen, it's like a nice little slushy.
I love that
consistency. So I have that in our glasses, and now I'm gonna just top it with. Again, measuring with my heart here, about a shot-ish of vodka on top. And then I also got club soda, which you could do Sprite. You could do ginger beer, I guess, if you want. But just to add a little bit of bubbles to each one and make it a little less sweet. And I'm going to give them a little bit of a mix here. So they're not quite as slushy since I added that
club soda.
But I think it's still going to be good. So mixed up. Now
we taste test.
We give a taste test.
Ooh, oh, my God. It smells so good.
It smells like summertime. Cheers to first day of summer officially. And now we go in for our first sip.
Oh, yep. Mm-hmm.
This is the kind of drink that belongs next to a pool.
Well, let me get back in the pool.
Gotta go for a little dip while I sip the rest of this.
You know what I love live radio is when I'm like, I really should get some sunscreen on. You know, I've been out here for a couple of hours. It's time to put it on. And Andrew's in the studio. Thank you, Andrew, by the way, for running everything. He's the reason we're on the air. So really, thank you to that. He goes, you know, you have 10 seconds, right? Like, you probably shouldn't be putting sunscreen on.
You're a hot mess over there because we are out on the front lawn, by the way, with our feet in a baby pool. But you,
what?
You're like, toes are in the pool. You're like, I need to put on sunscreen, but also I have my delicious beverage that I don't have anywhere to set it.
So
what
do I do? Put the beverage in the pool. And
you are like literally a real life Sharpay Evans right now. You're
oh my God, yes.
It's giving fabulous and also very high maintenance.
It's the Sharpay Evans Hot Mess Express
exactly.
Is what I am.
That is the vibe of today.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I have been seeing this literally everywhere, and I feel like I'm just now finally understanding it. Everybody is talking about this word called hypergamy, which sounds
never heard of it.
Crazy. Now, I think it's gaining a lot of popularity because the new season of Bridgerton is out and everybody's so into
that. Don't spoil
it. Oh, no spoilers here. But if you've seen the show,
I'm just hoping I get back into my parents' Netflix.
Period. But with Bridgerton, I feel like it's a big theme of the show where people are like marrying up. Air quotes around that.
What do you mean by that?
Like, you are attracted to and go after people who have
more money.
More money, more social status, and that's kind of an old-timey thing, and it's called hypergamy. But now people are saying there's a modernized version of it where, yeah, maybe you're looking for somebody who's richer or who has more status with their social life or whatever. Now this is something that people are seeking. Is people want to date up. They want to date somebody that is better than them, or so they think.
Like financially,
socially.
Okay, I get it. Yeah, no, I get it.
But it can be a little bit more, I guess, relaxed now with this modernized version where it's like you are dating up because you feel like they just make you a better person.
Yeah.
They're motivating to you, which then when I started thinking about it, I was like, you know what? That is actually kind of accurate, I think.
Not for me. I would like to add a different word.
Sure.
Pet bergamy. I look for somebody who has pets. Do you have pets? I'm going to date you if you have pets.
I mean, at least you're honest, I guess.
You know what? I'm being serious. If you got a cat or a dog, I'll date you. But if you don't, I'm moving on.
I think you're going to regret saying that someday.
Why?
Because there is nothing that has to do with that person.
But they got a pet.
If they're a murderer and they have a dog,
then I'll date you.
Okay, good to know.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
I'm going on a double date this weekend, and I know that I wouldn't even say the end of the day, at the middle of the day, maybe even the beginning of the day, I am going to ruin it.
I'm scared of why you think, I mean, like, why do you think that?
Well, I've never been on I have been on one double date before, but this is a first double date with me and neighbor man.
Which I feel like double dates are kind of a good test because how you act in front of a couple can be really great or like really embarrassing.
Well, this isn't just any couple, Taylor. This is a couple that I hooked up. I am.
You set them up with each other?
I am Cupid, Taylor.
Okay.
Okay, let me give a backstory. So remember when I was supposed to go camping?
Yes.
And it didn't end up happening? It's because neighbor man and I were going to like a wedding reception, right?
Right.
Well, at that wedding reception, I met one of his stepbrothers. And his stepbrother is cute. He's a bachelor. And he's trying to find love. But what sucks for him is that he works like second shift. Uh-huh. So how are you supposed to date in second shift? It's impossible.
Well, yeah, dating in general just sucks.
Yeah, right. And so then the more I was talking to this guy, I was like, hold up. I think you're perfect for one of my best friends that I've known for like 10 years. So I was texting her and I was like, oh my God, I think you're going to like this guy. I was sending her pictures. I was asking her what she thinks. Long story short, at the end of the night before I left at the wedding reception, I gave them each other's numbers.
Okay. You did all the hard stuff.
I did. And they've been talking nonstop. She's given me a couple updates. She's told me that they are communicating pretty frequently every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And we are going to go on a double date. This is the first time that those two are going to meet. Ever.
In person.
They have not met in person yet.
Oh,
and the double
no.
date will be the very first date. Now, here's where I think I'm going to ruin it, okay? Because I am so...
You could in so many ways.
I am so invested into this relationship. I text her quite literally every day, and I'm like, how you doing? How many text messages have you sent? Are you guys in love? Will you be having babies soon? I'm asking all these questions. You think I'm joking? I'm not.
No, I know you're not.
I'm asking these questions. So I'm afraid that I'm going to do something like that at... the date. So I told neighbor man, I was like, hey, I need a sign of some sort that when I become annoying or I'm not letting them talk enough, I'm taking control of the like conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I need a sign of some sort. Maybe you scratch your head or I don't know, pick your nose of some
squeeze
sort.
Your thigh under the table.
That's it. Because I think I'm just going to be like too invested in mm-hmm. a relationship. I'm going to be like, well, let me tell you about my friend. She saved kittens in a tree. She didn't, but I'm going to say that.
Oh, you're going to hype her. There's a line of hyping her up.
I'm going to hype her up. I'm going to say she saves kittens in trees.
I think you could leave that one at home.
Well, why? I got to make her sound good.
You just got to be there for the awkward silences. Like when you're like, uh-oh, nobody
so
knows
what
to say.
So I shut up the whole time?
For you,
Taylor,
yes.
This is not easy.
When you think about shutting up, that means you'll still talk, but maybe not as much.
You're telling me I'm not allowed to talk until it gets awkward. This is not going to be well for me.
I think that should be your goal.
It's time for
Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win
nothing.
Please welcome your host, Destiny.
I think you should be in charge today at all. She just looked at me and goes, I think the heat's getting to me.
Well, here's the thing is I hear that and I go, oh, it's time for Let's Get Quizzical, isn't it? Oh, that's funny. I thought we were going to talk about how it's coming up. We already did do that, didn't we?
Time flies when you're having fun, especially when you've been sitting outside for your entire show. And we're going to be out here till 7 o'clock on the front lawn of Z-Winna 2.9.
The heat's getting to me, man. All right, let's get
let's just get into it.
Tonight's trivia question. According to a new survey, the second most frustrating thing about summer is sweating. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hate it.
Preach. What is the most frustrating thing? Because that's second. I need to know what's
sweating
number one.
Is number two?
Dude, that's number one in my opinion. But we're looking for what is number one. Because apparently
like
sweating is number two.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on Z102.9.
So the question was, according to a new survey, the second most frustrating thing about summer is sweating. But what is the most frustrating thing?
0362 said mosquito bites.
Mm.
I feel like we might be leaving with a couple.
Oh,
today.
I already have one on my leg, one on my arm, and one on my neck.
I hope
she's swatting bugs away.
I keep swatting them away, and I'm going to find them all when I get home.
Andrew has actually been keeping us on the radio. Thank you so much, Andrew. He's actually in the studio with the air conditioning, pressing buttons, keeping us on the radio. What's your guess tonight?
Electric bell.
Ooh, yeah.
That AC be running, dude.
Dude, this is the time where I'm like, well, are we going to die without it? We don't
like,
need
do I want to be hot or do I want to be poor? Okay, let's. Or hard decision.
We will pick hot. I don't want to be poor.
Every time. 7163 texted us and said, the kids being home all the time.
Oh, my God. Bless those parents.
We were those annoying kids that mm-hmm. were like, Mom. Mom, I'm bored. Can you take me to the pool?
I need money for the pool.
Literally.
According to, I forgot about Kate. Kate, who's sweating? She's so red right now. She's been doing the Lord's work spotting cars. What is your guess for tonight's trivia question?
Especially if you have like leather seats, burning yourself in a hot car, like on your seatbelt buckle, all the things.
That's it. That's me right there.
The thighs be sticking.
I had to put a blanket down in my car because I got
That's
leather seats.
That's a great
seats.
Idea, actually.
And I was like, I'm wearing shorts today. We ain't frying.
And not messing with skin getting peeled off.
No, I really didn't believe in heat exhaustion. Okay, I did, but I didn't know. I did. I just have never had it before until today. And then Andrew goes, 30 seconds. And I go, for what?
You got to give the answer.
I thought we already did that. The heat is getting to me, Taylor.
We have our feet in the pool, and honestly, Kate has been doing all of the work, mm-hmm. stickering, spotting, so that you can win $100 this summer.
I don't know how she doesn't have heat exhaustion.
I think you're just a baby.
I told you, when it gets above 80, I'm a baby. Quote that.
And that will be on your tombstone.
When it gets above 80, I'm a baby. Quote. Anyways, tonight's trivia question, because apparently I haven't given the answer. According to a new survey, the second most frustrating thing about summer is sweating. What is the most frustrating thing?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
Mosquitoes is the most frustrating thing about summer.
And you know what? I feel like this has been a really enjoyable afternoon, aside from the bugs. Everything but the bugs has been really great. I will take the humidity
I will not.
If there's no bugs flying in my ears and up my nose.
Okay, so we're two different people, because you're like, it's been a great afternoon. And I'm like, there's been bugs. There's been heat. There's been, I'm burning. I'm not a summer girl.
I think you, again, just proved my point that you might be a little bit of a baby.
If it's above 80, I'm a baby.
Period.
I can't believe we did it. The entire show we did live from the Z102.9 front lawn in a pool.
I think our next task would be to do a camping show.
Are you bringing
Can
that
you
up?
Imagine?
You, first off, you thought I couldn't survive camping.
Oh, I would hate it.
You would never survive camping. Are you doing this in the daytime, or are you going to survive in the nighttime? I don't think you will.
No, you know what? I feel like there's a lot of wildlife over here, and I don't want to be in a tent out here in the darkness.
That's what I thought. Yep, camping's off. That would be fun, though. Those Girls After Dark, camping edition.
Mm-hmm.
That's an option.
Maybe someday. I mean, we tackled a pretty...
She's not going to do it.
I say we tackled it today. No, you're right. I'm not.
Unless camping's indoor with Netflix and air conditioning on her own bed.
Today was very fluffy.
Yeah, 100%. Because she knows it's true.
And it's true. And today was very fluffy. We sat in the front lawn. Where we are in literally Andrew's sight. He can see us through the window.
Yeah, because we're babies.
He's pressing buttons. And we've had our feet in the pool the entire time.
Yeah.
We had drinks. I mean, this was a pretty fluffy day.
It was pretty nice. We had Kate spotting the stickers, if you had even a 2.9 sticker on your vehicle.
And, I mean, that's going to do it for us outside tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to feel a little sad because we're going to be back indoors.
Nope, it's going to be great. I'm really excited, really looking forward to it.
Okay, I'm glad one of us is.
Thanks for listening to those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.